During Memorial Day at Lowe's, shop household must-haves for less. Save $80 on a Charbroil Performance Series 4-Burner Grill to chef up something special. Plus, get up to 45% off select major appliances to keep things fresh. Our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid through 5/27. While supplies last. Selection varies by location. See Lowe's.com for details.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on Silver Drive in Columbus.
Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At ChumbaCasino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks. Like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
Today on The Grave Talks, part 2 of History That Haunts Inside West Hill Manor, a conversation with Beth O'Brien. And when you said that furniture moving, is that something that you've seen in the house?
I haven't physically seen, but I
you can
heard,
hear it. Yeah.
Heard to where a paranormal team, one of the very first ones that were there, was only like 6 people, and we were all down in the kitchen, and you heard this, like that, you know, the noise of a chair moving across the hardwood floor. So we heard that, and we all go running upstairs. And see, the one thing how you knew the furniture was moved. So this team is one team that they go in. And they videotape every room. They go around videotaping where things are and this and that. And the table that moved was on the 3rd floor to where I believe where the servants would have slept. So the table was on the in the film, in the video, it was on the side of the room. So when we heard that noise and went running upstairs, it was in the middle of the room and there was fresh scrape marks on the hardwood floor. So that was kind of cool. And there's proof there because everybody was accounted for downstairs. So how did that table move? And it was like a little like round coffee table or side table, you know, not real light, but there's no way nobody was up there.
And you would have noticed if it was in the middle of the room.
Because of the film. Like that's how we proved it. Yeah, that's how we proved it.
That's so interesting, and what a distinct sound, too, because you're all downstairs.
And yeah, it's like, and you're what? Like, and that, which is exciting. It's not scary. It's exciting. It gets to be exciting. And most recently, a couple of weeks ago, there was another team there, and they had, you know, one of those panels that separate rooms. You can fold them and unfold them, and they're made out of all different kind of material. Well, this was wood, and this one on the 3rd floor was fully out all the way, all 4 panels, all the way stretched out. And we heard that same sound again, and everybody was accounted for. We come running upstairs, and the whole panel's all the way closed in. All the way together, all 4 panels, and there were fresh scrape marks on the floor again. You know, and which was pretty awesome, you know. And then, you know, each time is different. Sometimes it's more active than others. There's no rhyme or reason. It's just how it is. You know, sometimes the weather, they say if it's storming out, lightning out, that plays a part. You just don't know. The energy in the room, if you have a lot of skeptics, which if you're skeptics, why are you even coming? But, you know, it has to do with people in the room. It has to do with all kinds of things. And you just don't know. Sometimes it's active. That's why I would never say, you know, how some of the advertising, oh, it's the most active place in the United States or in the world. Well, I would you would never say that because I've gone places that people say, oh yeah, it's an amazing place to investigate. It's haunted. It's this and that. And you go there and we've got nothing during an investigation. So you just don't know.
Well, I think it goes back to, you can't turn it on and off. You can't make it happen.
Right.
It's not like teaching your dog how to shake or sit down.
Although
my dog might or might not do it, depending on his mood. And I'm like, okay, it really doesn't matter. You're right. But you mentioned having skeptics in there. I think that would be interesting if you had a group come in, because so often it's all paranormal investigators and they're looking to find evidence.
Yeah.
But to have someone in there who's more skeptical, I always find interesting if they have experiences and does that change their perspective on it?
I'm sure it does. I'm sure it does. And you know what? That would be interesting to just say, have, you know, someone that's invite people that aren't in the paranormal and just see if they experience anything. That would be a good idea, Carol.
You know, because I was talking to someone recently, we did an episode and they have a bar hotel. And so sometimes they have people who are staying in the hotel. They're not investigators. They're there to, it's in Wisconsin. They go hunting. And that to me is when those people have paranormal experiences. I find that really credible. That's not why they're there. They're there to go hunting the next day. So they just want to go get a good night's sleep, get up early, go hunting. And then to have them come and say, man, last night I had this weird thing happen. I always find that interesting.
Yeah, that is interesting. Yep. And that's what makes them a believer, a skeptic, having something that happened. And I can't explain it, but, you know, my foot was touched, or, you know, someone turned on the water on the faucet, stuff like that.
That's the one I don't get, but it's very common, water turning on.
Yeah, I don't know. I haven't experienced that yet either, but
I've had when I was a kid and we lived in a house, that's one of the common things was footsteps walking around and water turning on.
That's cool.
And then it would be like, who did it? Then it would always be my mom. Who left the water on, you kids? We didn't do it. Yeah, you did. It's on.
Yeah, that's fine.
You're usually there every night with them investigating, or do you kind of hide out and like?
Well, I know a lot of people in the paranormal world, a lot of the groups, a lot of the teams, because you don't have to be paranormal to investigate. It can just be two people. I do stay, and I'll just, most, a lot of times they want me to investigate with them, or I'll just like, you know, sit in a chair in the kitchen and where we set up the headquarters is, and I'll just, you know, leave them alone for a few hours. Because you can investigate from 6 p.m. to 12 a.m.
So you have been there a lot, I'm going to guess.
A lot, yeah.
It's kind of home away from home. Do you feel like the spirits there kind of recognize you and know you? Is it a different feeling there than when you go to a location that you haven't been to near as much?
Yes, it's just a familiar feeling. I do think spirits get to know you once you're there all the time. It's just like, I wouldn't be afraid to stay there by myself type of thing. Cause it's comfortable. It's warm. It's welcoming to me. Yeah. I believe that.
Cause I would think there would be a difference in how you are welcomed and how somebody else they don't know would be welcomed or not welcomed.
I believe that. I believe that.
Have you had that happen in other locations too, where you've spent quite a bit of time?
I never felt not welcome, but maybe an odd feeling or a weird feeling or lots of energy type of feeling in the room. I mean, I have gone places where, like I was saying, like it's been really active, and then you go and then I'm like, what are they talking about? There's nothing here kind of thing. I hadn't experienced anything. It just depends. Yeah. It's all different. Every time I go somewhere, it's all different, except for West Hill. Even West Hill, even when I'm there, sometimes it's more active, where it feels quiet, like sometimes. Mm-hmm. And other times it feels like you can just feel a presence, or you know how you walk into a room and you feel that energy like that. It feels like, you know, stale, or you feel a heaviness in the room. I'm sure you experience that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. It's just different. All different time, different places, it's different feeling.
And geographically, where you are in the U.S., being in New Jersey, I would assume there is a lot of paranormal activity at a lot of locations there.
Yeah, I would think so, because we're close to water, you know, we're only 45 minutes from the beach. And
then you think historically what's happened on the land.
A lot of Native American, a lot of, you know, wars, a lot of, you know, like we have the Jordan, you know, the Pine Barrens and New Jersey Devil that was my backyard growing up there. The Jersey Pine Barrens, that's a lot of history, you know.
Which wasn't a great place for you to grow up. I'm sorry, because that would have been a lot of activity for little Beth.
A lot of activity, yes. There's a lot of activity. A lot, you know, you can feel that Native American energy, you know, because especially where we moved to Tabernacle in 1977, and we lived on this mound. So it was like, and that's where a lot of Native Americans, if you would, you know, go wandering in the forest, you would, if there's a mound, then that's where a lot of Native Americans are buried.
Now, when people come in to do investigations, what are some of the stories that you've heard that have happened to people there that you found interesting?
Well, I mean, people say when they were in the basement, they got scratched. They've experienced that, you know, but I've never experienced that. You wonder, are you scratching yourself? You know, you just don't know.
Did you rub up against something in the dark?
Yeah, I don't know. But you know what? I'm one of those people that I will say, okay. Like, I would never say, oh, no, you didn't. Because, you know, that's your experience.
Absolutely. Yeah.
You know, and you're going to experience it. I let them have their experience. I don't like going to places where somebody says, and there's, you know, a famous one, I probably shouldn't mention it, but, you know, so when you're investigating, Joey's in the basement, Mary's in the bedroom, Sally's in the hallway. Like, no. Spirits go everywhere. I feel like you put a placebo effect in somebody's mind. And if they turn on the recorder, why didn't I get Mary on my recorder? You said she was in that room. I don't like that. So places that tell me that, I won't go back again. So I just tell them, you know what? It's a free-for-all investigation. You know, at the end, if you have any questions, well, see, unless, like, because I teach psychic development classes, so unless I have a psychic development class that comes in that don't like to know the history, most of the time the people do know the history, but I think it's out of respect. I think it's good to know the history, you know? So then I just say, you know, you're allowed to go wherever you go. I'll be walking around. If you have any questions afterwards or during, you can come to me, and if you like me to verify something, I will. But I tell them, you know, most people, I don't think, if you weren't intuitive, you wouldn't be going on a paranormal investigation. Right. So I said, you're the biggest instrument. Well, you sense, feel, and see and hear. So you just trust that, you know. And then, yeah, the lights are nice for people who aren't intuitive, you know, for the lights that go off. If you hear something, sense something, that the equipment goes off, take a picture, take three in a row and see if something develops, you know, stuff like that. But I let them have their own imagination, what they're sensing and feeling, even names that are getting, just because they're not the three major families that lived there. You don't know who stopped by or who visited. Elijah Gurney did have a nephew who passed away in the house. He was little. He of yellow fever. You know, there's spirit of a little boy in there, you know. But whatever you sense and feel, I believe you. I'm not going to say, oh, no, that's not in here. That's, you know, you can't do that because you don't know. Like I said, just because it wasn't in that time period of those three major families doesn't mean that person or you got that name isn't here. So I tell people, trust what you believe. If you're getting that name, then, you know, that trust that. I'm not saying, you know, because I can't say if that person was or that, you know, that spirit isn't there.
For a psychic medium, that would be a much different experience for them, I would think, especially like with you teaching classes to develop that. Mm-hmm. I could see not wanting a whole lot of backstory because that might influence and you would assume, oh, that's Susanna. Well, you jumped to that decision because you knew about Susanna.
We told you that. Oh, that must be her, you know. So, yeah, that's why I don't, like, we don't tell them anything if they don't want to know. If people don't want to know, they wait outside. And then if people do want to know, then we tell them the history. Because it is nice, though, too, to address the spirits that you would think that are in the house by their name, you know. If you're going to say, hey, you, or whoever's here, some people, spirits will be like, well, what is my name? And address me properly, especially back then, you know? You have to address them by sir or ma'am or madam, You know, so some spirits might be want to be called by their name.
I toured a location recently, and we did an episode from there. And it was interesting because she was talking about the upstairs bedroom where the lady of the house, that was her bedroom. And I think he had a separate bedroom. But she said a lot of times people will pick up on activity in there. And I'm like, well, of course, because she would have never invited anyone into her private space. That,
right.
You know, they had rooms downstairs for guests. Guests yeah. didn't get to go on the second floor.
So right.
I could see for someone like Susanna or Eliza, like, you aren't supposed to be in my bedroom.
Right.
What are you yeah. doing here?
Yeah.
I could see the outrage.
Yeah. Yeah. I know. Right. You just don't know. But it's interesting to think of that time period and what they would have said and what they would have ate and what, you know, all that, what they would have wore. Like, that's why I enjoy, like, the history, like, part of that was, which is fascinating, you know, and where they were buried. Cemeteries are the same way to me. We've been to where Susanna is buried and Elijah is buried. They're buried in the same cemetery in Burlington, New Jersey, which is only maybe like 15 minutes away from West Hill. So we've been, I almost got a little teary eyed because I was, you know, when we went to the cemetery, I was like, hey, Susanna, I'm in your house. I'm, you know, stuff like that. But Susanna, because that time period, Quakers, they thought to have a headstone was tacky. So they don't have a headstone.
Oh.
Some Quakers thought that. So Susanna's family didn't have a headstone, and neither did her aunt or anybody like that. But Elijah Gurney has a headstone.
And Elijah was also Quaker.
They were all Quakers, yes. Yeah.
So maybe it's just kind of the branch of being Quaker, or
it could be. Yeah, I don't know. Or when it switched to having a headstone. But yeah, there's a map where she's buried, Susanna, but there's no headstone, and they're not far from each other.
So the house is open once a week for regular tours, correct?
Yeah, from 12 to 4 or 1 to 4. Yeah, every third Sunday of the month. But people can, yeah, have, like, events there. Like, I think there was a baby shower. They do, other people can rent it out. They have people, you know, the spinning class where they make the wool carpeting with the big spinning wheels. They have that. People bring their own spinning wheels.
First when you said spinning, I thought of, like, the bike.
Yeah, the bike. No.
I was like,
everybody thinks that. Why would you think I would say the other thing? Right?
But I love the spinning
yeah,
wheel idea, which I don't understand how people operate those to save my
life.
It,
you know what, watching them, it's really like therapeutic and meditative.
Yeah.
And you know, they have reenactments there. They try to, like, keep it going and keep it up. And, you know, it's really well preserved, but, you know, normal, like, they need all new windows and stuff like that. So that's why I try to help raise the money for that, to see. It's not much, but it helps, you know. It's $50 a person for an investigation. There's no minimum. Max, I keep it to 12 because of noise contamination.
Oh, yeah. Many more than that.
Yeah. And some people, they're starting, I'm allowing them to go overnight from 6 p.m. to 6 a.m. But why did I do that? I have no idea. I'm too old for that.
You need a place with a cot. It's like, okay, you all can do that. I got to sleep for a while.
Yeah. Well, there is furniture. There is furniture in every room that was donated. But you would have to bring a mattress. But there's two working bathrooms. One has a shower. People come. They do metal detecting. Like, I do metal detecting. And they, you know, you find artifacts that were found on the land. They have them encased in one of the rooms upstairs. So that's neat to find and to see.
So what did they end up doing with Eliza's correspondence with Abraham Lincoln? Is it there, or did it get moved to a museum?
There's a copy of the letter at West Hill.
Okay.
There is her other letters in Pennsylvania, but the one that was found in his pocket, his son took it because Mrs. Lincoln was very jealous.
Oh, I could see that. Yeah.
Yes. But the copy of it is hanging at West Hill Manor. Yes.
That's interesting. No, which I could see why his son would take that.
Well, I guess Mrs. Lincoln was, yeah, she just wouldn't have it.
You know, and she wouldn't have been doing well at that point anyway. And
no.
So it's like, this is going to take mom way over the top because she had just been really dramatized.
Well, yeah, I think it's just some, and I think it was someone for, well, before he got assassinated, I think Elijah was someone Abraham Lincoln could talk to. And, you know, she, because Elijah was a minister too. So she, you know, they would preach and pray and do all kinds of things, you know, and I guess he felt somewhere where he could escape to, because Abraham Lincoln, he lost most of his children except for one, you know, who died when, you know, they were young boys, you know, so, you know, lots of heartache and trauma for the family.
And I could see him, you know, because it was a very difficult time and, you know, with a country at war against itself.
Yeah.
That, and the issue of slavery on top of that, I would see that he would need some religious counseling and,
sure,
you know, and maybe finding someone who's rather like-minded to help him work through that. Because I know he did that with a lot of other people.
Yeah.
You know, he confided in them because it weighed very heavily on him.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you know, she could have been
one of the most favorite presidents, they say. Yeah.
Yeah. It could have been very helpful to him to have her as a confidant.
Yeah.
But that said, Mary Todd wouldn't have been okay with this.
Yeah, yeah. And one of the paranormal teams did get on the Ovilus, one of the machines that were president and L, during the same time, when we're talking about evidence now, somebody saw a tall, you know, Abraham Lincoln was 6'5", and with his hat on, he was 7 foot, saw a tall shadow figure that tall, like sitting on a couch in the living room. And I believe, you know, the reason he would come to West Hill spiritually was because he was involved with Elijah. Whether he was physically there's no proof of that, but who knows, right? Who knows, you know? Could you imagine, picture him coming on the horse and buggy to come to New Jersey? It'd just be interesting, you know. Now that would never happen, but so yeah, you just don't know. And I believe a spirit was there one time. I, you know, that during that whole time that this was happening, I know it sounds crazy, but clairaudient, I heard him say, let tell this gentleman that saw this tall figure, he said in my ear, let them know he just saw Abraham Lincoln. So call me crazy. I was like, are you kidding me? Why would Abraham Lincoln talk to me? Right. Which was weird, but that's what happened.
Interesting.
And that's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
And you know, if you were Abraham Lincoln, he's a very good example. You wouldn't be tied to one location. You would have had ties to so many different locations.
Right. Well, and I think they may have had a thing together. That's all I'm saying. So I don't know. I don't know whether it
definitely had a strong friendship.
Yeah, a strong
friendship. Confidants, for sure.
Yes, confidants.
That's interesting because I'd never heard that story about him and her. And I'm such an Abe Lincoln history buff that I've read so many books about him, and I've never heard that story. So that was fascinating when I came across that.
Well, Elijah Gurney also wrote poems. So you can Google her and read more history about her. She's a fascinating woman, the more you find out about her. I didn't even know until I found this house, until I stumbled upon West Hill Manor, you know? I was like, what, are you kidding me?
And so, she was considered, I don't know, in the Quaker church what they call him, but a pastor or church leader, wasn't she?
Yes.
And for that time in the 1800s, that's pretty...
For a woman,
Yeah, for a woman to be...
But I guess they were allowed back then, and women also, because you're a Quaker, you're allowed to buy a home. Back then, if you weren't a Quaker, a woman could not even purchase a home.
That's true.
Yeah, so it's just fascinating history that hopefully will go on for years to come.
Your website for Beth is spiritualhealingwithguidance.com.
Correct.
And people can get information about you there and all the different services that you offer.
Correct. Yes. I am in New Jersey, Medford, New Jersey, and I do, my office is at a place called the Center Life and Balance on Main Street in Medford, New Jersey. And that's two floors of holistic practitioners. All kinds of stuff that we do there.
And then as far as West Hill Manor goes, you can line up paranormal investigations there. And
yeah, with me, they have to, if you go on the website, they have, it'll say contact Beth O'Brien, and it'll have my phone number right on the website for paranormal investigations.
Yeah, which I think would be so interesting to do that. And just see what you can get. And I'll put links to both your website and that website in the show notes so people can easily click right there and get more information. But thank you so much for taking the time to chat with me today. This was a lot of fun.
You're welcome.
I could talk about Abe Lincoln all day. So that was really a treat for me.
No, thank you for having me. Yeah, I appreciate it.
And that wraps up our conversation with Beth O'Brien about West Hill Manor. For more information on West Hill Manor and on Beth O'Brien, click on the links in the show notes. If you'd like access to all of our episodes, including the archive and advance episodes, everything commercial free, you could become a Gravekeeper. Sign up on Apple Podcasts where you can try it for 3 days free. You could also sign up at patreon.com/thegravetalks. I'm Carol Hughes, and for all of us here at The Grave Talks, thank you very much for listening.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games and it's all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21+.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks. Like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe, re-chalk. Still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba. Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21+. Terms and conditions apply.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21+.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks. Like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At Chumba Casino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games and it's all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woohoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Lots of places can expose you to identity theft. That's why LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. If we find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, we alert you right away, all through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Save up to 30% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe, re-chalk, still aiming.
While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba. Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Get a full body reset anywhere you go with Dr. Teal's Magnesium Spray. It's a concentrated magnesium blend of pure Epsom and Dead Sea salts, all bundled up in a convenient on-the-go bottle. A few quick sprays will relax your body and mind and keep you feeling recharged all day long. It's wellness you can feel, and you can find it in your local bath aisle. Dr. Teal's. Yep, you needed that.